peace. Weed is peace. Weed is peace. Weed is peace.
Weed is peace. Not necessarily a chant, but an attitude that was felt on the Boston Common on Saturday, September 19th, for the 20th annual Freedom Rally against Marijuana Prohibition. This year was bigger and better than ever for a few reasons. One was that for the first time there were two stages of events, the main stage on the lawn, and also at the Parkman Bandstand on the other side of the hill. It was fun to wander from one to the other and hear hardcore crossfade with hip-hop. But the biggest reason for this year's event being so much better was because voters in the state overwhelmingly passed Question 2 last fall, a binding referendum that decriminalized possession of less than an ounce of marijuana. It is no longer an arrestable offense in Boston. It is still a civil infraction, and smoking can get you a $100 fine and your stash confiscated. There were a few reports of this happening, but for the most part, police merely observed the crowd and at times walked through with a video camera, but did not harass people for public smoking. Denny Danko of High Times Magazine commented on this.
I'm really proud of you guys. You guys voted for a really sensible law. It's a really big step in the right direction. You're responsible adults. You can smoke your marijuana in peace, and you've got your freedom. And you got it because you demanded it and you voted for it.
This was a big relief to many. Bill Downing, former president of MassCAN, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, a sponsoring organization, was quick to share his enthusiasm.
Right on. No more arrests. Yeehaw. No more undercover cops. Isn't that a relief? Wow. After 20 years, this is such a relief. This is so great. Now, so psyched.
It's the possession that's been decriminalized. What about the act of smoking? Can that still be considered civil disobedience?
Well, you know, the towns in the new law, it says the towns can draw up ordinances making it illegal to consume marijuana in public. And it specifically allows that in the law. And some towns, I think about 30 towns out of the 350 in Massachusetts, have passed local ordinances adding extra fines on if you consume it in public.
Boston isn't one of them, though.
No.
Somerville
Thank God.
Is, though. They snuck that by in the Board of Aldermen.
Somerville, it's a,
Somerville has a $300 fine for public consumption. It's passed a couple of weeks ago.
Seems wow. So wrong. Somerville is such a cool town, you know?
Well, it drives against what Somerville's all about. But
yeah. Somerville is a big melting pot.
Wow. Well, we'll have to do something about that. Especially those of you who live in Somerville.
Yes.
It's up to you,
man. Going against the Board of Aldermen.
I'm not going to get arrested, so I'm not afraid of it.
Okay, well, you enjoying yourself today?
We just got here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's better this year than previous years, because you don't have to worry about arrests?
Last year was really sketchy. Like, there are undercovers everywhere. People were getting, like, their weed confiscated, but they weren't really arresting people that much. But still, you don't want your weed taken away.
Well, they could still do that.
What? Yeah, I know. But I don't feel like it's as bad this year. Yeah.
That was Eve, who came down from Chelmsford to attend the Freedom Rally on the Common. Music from pop, hip-hop, and hardcore blared from the stage. In between, a variety of speakers expressed congratulations on the easing of prohibition or pleaded for more work that needed to be done. Jay Morgan is on the MassCAN Board of Directors.
There's a medical marijuana bill in Massachusetts. The first thing you need to say is, we need our MetaWeed. Please, we need our MetaWeed. You can tell it to your local officials, you can tell it to your state officials, and you can tell it to the politicians in Washington, spineless slugs that they are. But we need you to get up and stand up. Freedom isn't free. It means people have to do things to maintain their freedom. So help us on the local level. Give us some time. Give us some money. It doesn't have to be a lot. Anything you do will go a long way. But we need your help, and we need you to write or to call your legislatures in the state and the feds and say, I need my MetaWeed, and where's the weed store? I want to be able to go down and buy a big bag of nice, kind bud at a decent price. And that what that's going to do is you're going to have to say, where's the weed store?
Jay Morgan of MassCAN. Backstage, I asked Jay to compare Massachusetts decrim to the Netherlands.
I would like it to be more like Amsterdam. Our government is leaning more towards being a nanny state, where it's looking forward what they perceive to be our best interest. But this is America, and America is supposed to determine what's in your best self-interest. and everybody as an individual works towards creating their own happiness, their own bliss, with minimal government intervention. And unfortunately, we've gotten far away from that, from the original intention of our founding fathers.
It's the pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness and life and liberty. Those are the three major tenets that are there, and unfortunately, we've seemed to discarded them in the some kind of intent of having someone else take care of us. I don't want someone else to take care of me. I can take care of myself, and I wish the government would let me do that. But unfortunately, they have their own intents and purposes.
In the late 1960s, I thought that once people my age attained elective office, marijuana would be legalized.
John Matfis of MassCan.
Boy, was I wrong. 40 years later, we have not yet reached that goal. But we are getting closer. In the California legislature, a bill to tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol has been introduced. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called for serious debate on legalization, as did New York Governor David Paterson. President Obama, while backpedaling and flip-flopping on the issue, did call the drug war an utter failure. Therefore, this battle is far from over. We cannot rest easy. 20 million Americans have been arrested over 7 decades of prohibition. Are we all criminals because we smoke weed? What about President Obama, Al Gore, Dan Quayle, Stephen King, Bill Maher, New York Mayor, Michael Bloomberg, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Newt Gingrich, Ted Turner, Governor Terminator again, and Bill Clinton? Oh, he forgot to inhale.
John Matfis of MassCan ending his talk with a string of politicians, all of whom tried marijuana. Normal podcaster host Radical Russ wanted to harness some of the political power at the rally. During his talk, he led a mass call-in to the White House.
I want to talk to you people about political power. I want to talk to you about what you did here in Massachusetts by having 2 out of 3 people support the decriminalization of marijuana. That's amazing! The first state to decriminalize since the 70s. You guys got something to really be proud about. From the age groups of 18 to 55, more than half have tried marijuana in their lifetime. So what I always say, age 18 to 55, you meet someone that age, flip a coin. Heads, they've smoked pot. Tails, they know someone who has. More people will smoke marijuana once this month than the membership of the ACLU, the NAACP, NARAL Pro-Choice America, the National Organization for Women, Greenpeace, PETA, and the John Birch Society combined. That's political power. All we need to do is recognize it, people. All we need to do is recognize that we are not alone. We don't have to hide in the cannabis closet anymore. We can be proud of who we are because, like Mason said, we're making the rational choice, the safer choice, to use the least harmful substance that people use recreationally. Least harmful than alcohol, less harmful than tobacco, less harmful than aspirin. Anybody got a cell phone? Get out your cell phone. I have Barack Obama's phone number. We are going to call Barack Obama right now from the Boston Freedom Rally. We are going to call Barack Obama right now because he laughed at us. You know, I always like to say, because Barack Obama said, I inhaled frequently, that was the point. I'd like to point out to Mr. Obama that he was just one drug bust away from being Barry the drug criminal for the rest of his life. And he needs to remember that it could have happened to him, and it can happen to you. And there's no reason anybody in this crowd should be denied the chance of being president of the United States just because they smoked a little weed. So you ready? Here's the number. 202-202-456-1111. It's only 202-456-1111. Call President Obama and just tell him, enough of the reefer madness, legalize marijuana. Thank you. It's my first time in Boston. You people are wicked awesome.
Ted is from Denver, Colorado. He's the executive director of SAFER, Safer Access for Enjoyable Recreation.
I think that it's very telling that an event like this, where people come together on for a marijuana-themed event, we don't see any serious problems like we would at an event where we're serving booze. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that adults should have the right to use alcohol responsibly, but I do not think we should be making criminals out of people who are making the rational, safer choice to use marijuana if that's what they prefer when they want a party. As you probably know, people die in this country from alcohol use. We see 35, 40,000 Americans die every year from alcohol. How many Americans die from marijuana use? Zero. You know how much marijuana it would take to kill someone? About 1,000 pounds dropped from the top of a building on their head. There has never been a single marijuana overdose death in history. That's because this is a drug that is non-toxic. It is less addictive. It is less harmful to the body. And it doesn't contribute to the serious social problems that we see things like alcohol contributing to. So why on earth is it illegal? So I'll say, what do you want? What do you want? When do you want it? What do you want? When do you want it?
Almost sound like an anti-war chant, but this event on the Boston Common is certainly anti-drug war. Stacy is from Washington, D.C. She is the outreach director of Students for a Sensible Drug Policy.
Earlier this week, Students for Sensible Drug Policy successfully defeated an amendment that Mark Sauder, a drug war asshole from Indiana, introduced that would take away financial aid eligibility for people like you who use marijuana responsibly. And we successfully defeated that this week. And we're very proud to have done that. And so you can check out our table, Students for Sensible Drug Policy. If you're on your campus, you can join your chapter. We have some awesome Boston chapters. I'd like to give a shout out to Northeastern University, the Kevins, Kevin Franciati and Wadsworth. They run an awesome chapter there. And Stacy Fontana at Boston University. They kick ass. And UConn. Congrats to you guys for passing question two, but I just want to tell you that the fight is not over, and there's still a lot you can do. You can get involved, you can make real political change happen on your campus and in your locality, and then spread that, because political change happens with the youth, you guys. We have to get the students organized. There's never been a successful social justice movement without a strong student voice, so you can express your opinion and your opposition to the war on drugs through SSDP. Go to schoolsnotprisons.com, SSDP.org. So go visit the table. And before I go, I just want to get you guys, I'm going to say no more. You're going to say drug war. All right? No more. No more. No more. Thank you for having me.
As I wandered through the crowd, I came upon Tori from Lomester. She and her buddy were using a small hooker right there on the Boston Commons.
And I'm having a great time here at Hemp Fest. I love just being around my fellow 18 to 25 year olds and having a great day.
It's a beautiful day. Do you feel more relaxed this year because now the decrim has passed?
Do I feel more relaxed? Well, no, because there's certain people in uniform going around the crowds taking things from people that I don't think should be taken at an event like this.
Well, yeah, they're doing that, but they can't arrest them anymore.
Yeah, that's true, but like, they're still being unfair because we're sitting here just enjoying ourselves and enjoying the community atmosphere, and they decide to take our fun away. And it's not fair.
We got to fight a little harder to make it so they can't do that anymore.
Yes, of course, of course. Always vote for legalization, legalize weed. Woo!
Oh, it's great. Looks like we got a beautiful day to celebrate our new freedoms with question two. No, I don't see any more criminals out here, do you?
No, but I still see some cops going around with video cameras, and some people have complained about their stash being taken away.
Yeah, that's not good. It just shows that we haven't reached the finish line yet. Yeah, we've got a little farther to go in this battle.
Scott Mortimer of MassCan. I asked him how Massachusetts law compares with other states that have decriminalized.
Well, in many states that are considered decriminalized, there actually exist two options. One, a civil offense, or a criminal, and it's up to the discretion of the police officer on which to do. So some states like Maine and New York that are officially decriminalized still have thousands of arrests here. So with question two, Massachusetts has stepped to the front of the line for laws on possession of marijuana in the U.S. We're the only state where you cannot be arrested for possession of marijuana.
The cops don't have any option, that they just cannot arrest you.
That's right. Yeah, they can still fine you $100 and confiscate whatever they find on you. But hopefully the police will inspect the intent of the people that voted 65 to 35 for a decrim. And here in Boston, the vote was actually 70 to 30 in favor of no more marijuana arrests.
I asked another MassCan member, Ed Buchard, about police videotaping.
Video cameras. Yes, I think anytime you're in a place like this these days, you should just figure that people may be videotaping you. So, taking some caution about what you do. But this is a beautiful day. We've got lots of people here, some very interesting speakers as we were discussing before, and everybody seems to be having a great time.
Longtime marijuana activist Dana Bale took a partisan shot at Republicans in particular.
And one of the problems with the police and with the Republicans is impunity, cultural impunity, where they get away with anything. And they never are called to account.
That's accountability. Accountability is important.
They're never called to account. I mean, you know, Republicans really looted the country for 8 years. Are they going to jail for this? No, they're giving them bank bailouts. Okay? Come on, we got to quit coddling this element, the Republican narc element.
The executive director of the New Jersey chapter of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, made the trip to Boston and had this observation.
I do see that people are more at ease. It used to be in the past that there was a lot of fear of the police. I've seen a lot of people interacting with the police, a lot of people walking away from those interactions. So I think that's a different thing than in the past. 2 years ago, I was here when Keith Strupp and Rick Cusick got arrested, and fighting that turned out to be an interesting milestone on the way to decriminalization here in the state. So this Freedom Rally is a special place in marijuana reform in general, but for here in Massachusetts, it's an amazing event, really. For all the attention the teabaggers are getting these days, 10, 15,000 people enjoying the free decriminalized use of cannabis on the Boston Common really is the most wonderful patriotic expression I've seen this year. Marijuana in 2009 is a mainstream political issue. It has never enjoyed that, really. But here this year in 2009, there is a shift in attitude towards marijuana prohibition in general. And there is a sense that in our down economy, in a time when cities and states are struggling with public safety budgets and prison populations, that this common sense solution is something we should be looking very, very hard at from a pragmatic political stance these days. And that's where you're getting it. It's not from activists anymore, it's from politicians. Barney Frank of Massachusetts has been a great supporter of federal reform. He's supporting three pieces of legislation right now: the Medical Marijuana Patient Protection Act, the Federal Decriminalization Bill, and the Industrial Hemp Farming Act. And Congressman Frank has been a great champion of that around the country. Lives up to his name. He's quite frank on the topic.
Even the governor in California is having a change of heart.
Even this year, having the governor of California, I think that his silence has spoken volumes in the last decade that medical marijuana has been in place in California. Schwarzenegger has not fought the effort at all. In fact, they've gone out of their way to make sure that the program works in California. Having the governor say that we're going to explore it, look, he can't not. Mexico has decriminalized minor possession in 3 weeks ago. Argentina is decriminalizing marijuana possession. This is a solution that is being taken up around the world now.
Rugged operator like owner Schwarzenegger. Buckshot, quick to break your nigga like Sega. Smooth, tricky, happy, snappy. Keep my head nappy. When I swing an F, girl, call me Big Pappy. I used to play your game called Ring Around the Rosie.
Music by Boston band Terminology. An unscheduled surprise was the appearance of Styles P.
I'm smoking, I'm choking,
yeah.
I'm smoking, I'm coughing, I got kush, I got purple, I got haze, I'm in Boston, uh-huh. I'm smoking,
yeah.
I'm choking,
yeah.
I'm smoking, I'm coughing, I got kush, I got haze, I got purple, I'm in Boston. Hey yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer see his enemies, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did.
Back in the 70s.
As Styles P performed, the clock struck 4:20, a significant time in marijuana culture. Thousands of people lit up in unison. I met three young women who recently moved here from Texas. They were obviously high, enjoying themselves and the culture shock.
Yeah, I'm from Texas, and this is extremely shocking to me, but I love it, and Boston is amazing. Right now, it's making my dreams come true.
Excellent. And you are?
Hi, I'm Bonica.
and you're happy?
I am happy, yes. Today's a good day in Boston. The sun is out, which is rare. And there's people out that aren't totally annoying me, so that's cool. And there's a lot of pot smoking, which is even better. Yeah. So I'm having a good day in Boston.
And your comments on the experience so far?
The experience so far, I think walking in at 4:21,
exactly, yeah,
literally 1 minute after the 4:20 cloud was, you know, ignited and stuff, was pretty cool.
That was cool, yeah. Seeing the smoke, walking into it, that was neat, yeah.
So you got here late, but that's...
We're right on time.
I think we got here right on time, if you're asking me. Everyone's chilled out. Everyone's sitting in circles. There's a lot of love. I like the energy here.
Yeah.
And you can feel the love.
You feel the love. I feel the love. I don't know if you feel the love. You feel the love. You do? Yeah, I do. I do right here.
I totally like humped my leg on the way in. I felt the love. I'm just kidding.
It's friendly love. There's a lot of love and weed. I love it.
Keith Strobe is the founder of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. He has been active on this issue since the 1970s.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana. It should be of no interest to the government. It is time we stopped arresting and started respecting marijuana smokers. I also want to quickly point out that it is great to be back on the Boston Common. 2 years ago, this was the scene of the crime. I was busted here, along with Rick Cusick from My Time Magazine, for, of all things, smoking a joint at a smoke-in. My God. Well, I'm happy to say, because of the good work of MassCan NORML over these last decades, we no longer get arrested for that in Massachusetts. Great work, MassCan. Take the pledge that you will never again vote for a candidate for public office that wants to treat you like a criminal. With 26 million Americans who smoked marijuana in the last year, within a couple of election cycles, we have the power to legalize marijuana if we take that pledge. The next move is up to you. We've got to get up, stand up, light up, and let your elected official know that it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers in this country.
Keith Strobe of NORML.
Hip, hip, hooray!
For those who attended, the 20th annual Freedom Rally against Marijuana Prohibition was a success. It was a beautiful day weather-wise, there were no arrests, and everyone enjoyed themselves. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Hugh.
Just want to tell you one more thing. Don't pay any damn fines. You didn't do anything wrong.